Now, Evangelist Winston Tye.
Thank you. This gospel sermon will be an answer to the world's greatest question. The question is found in Acts 16:30. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Salvation is a gift of God, and this question presupposes that the gift of God is bestowed on certain conditions. The question is, what must I do to be saved? Are you, my friend, an advocate of the get saved theory? This sermon is an effort to convince the listener that salvation from sin is conditional and placed within the reach of all. Jesus said, "Whosoever will may come." In our study of the New Testament, we find different answers to the same question, but all of the answers given were suitable. The rich young man came to Jesus and said, "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Jesus answered and said, "Keep the commandments." The young man said, "Which?" And Jesus referred him to the commandments of the Decalogue. So the young man answered, "All these things have I observed. What lack I yet?" The law of Moses was still in force, and Jesus taught the young man to observe it. And Jesus declared, "If thou wouldest be perfect, go, sell that which thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." When he heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. Matthew 19:16-22. Now, we are under the Christian dispensation. We are not under Moses. Therefore, we cannot answer one as Jesus did the rich young man. We now take the case of the Philippian jailer, Acts, the 16th chapter. Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel. A maid with soothsaying powers followed after Paul, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim unto you the way of salvation." Paul, knowing that the gospel has sufficient evidence of its own, commanded the evil spirit to come out of her, and it came out that very hour. The preachers dared to interfere with the money-making scheme of her masters. Consequently, when they saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they laid hold on Paul and Silas. They were beaten with rods, and after they laid many stripes upon them, Paul and Silas were cast into prison. They were prisoners of hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. Romans 5:5. About midnight they prayed and sang the praises of God. The darkest hour of the night is midnight. When Paul obeyed the gospel, he suffered the loss of all things, but he had a good conscience. In after years, he wrote to the church at Philippi. He explained, "I know how to be abased, and I know also how to abound. In everything and in all things have I learned the secret, both to be filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to be in want. I can do all things in him that strengthens me." Philippians 4:12-13. Under similar circumstances, men have lost their faith in God, but Paul and Silas could pray and sing the praises of God. The prisoners were listening to them. God was listening. The earth quaked. and shook the prison. The doors were open, and every man's bands were loosed. The jailer was awakened, and seeing the door open, drew his sword and was about to end his life. Paul exclaimed, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then the jailer, falling before them, said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He was told to believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. My friend, the jailer was an unbeliever, and he was told to believe. But believeth cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. So they spake the word of the Lord unto him, so that he could believe. The jailer believed the word of the Lord. Therefore he took them and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. Acts 16:32-33. The Holy Spirit of inspiration came on the day of Pentecost. Jesus had promised the apostles that the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. John 14:26. Peter preached the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost. In this sermon, he preached the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He declared, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified." It was after he had preached that believing Jews said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Now, notice the answer given to the question propounded by the believing Jews. "And Peter said unto them, Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:37-38. The question, "What shall we do?" presupposes salvation to be conditional. It is obvious that repentance and baptism for the remission of sins is the correct answer to all believers who have not obeyed the gospel. The answer, "Repent and be baptized unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit," is the correct answer to all persons in the same condition and under like circumstances. Now, let us look into the condition of Saul of Tarsus. What were the circumstances surrounding his conversion? The Bible says, "Saul was yet breathing, threatening, slaughter against the disciples of the Lord." In all this persecution of the disciples, he thought that he was rendering God a service. Saul the persecutor was arrested. As he came near to Damascus, there shone round about him a light out of heaven, and he fell upon the earth. He heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise, and enter into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." In Acts 22nd chapter, Paul gives his own account of his conversion. In his account of his conversation with the Lord, he states the question that was foremost in his mind, "What shall I do, Lord?" The Lord said, "Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do." Now, we must know the condition of Saul of Tarsus. Saul was a believer. He had been in the city 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. He was a praying, penitent believer. Ananias said, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins," calling on his name. Thus we see in Acts of the Apostles, under the Christian dispensation, that the answers to the question, "What must I do to be saved?" are different, but the answer to the question was determined by the spiritual condition of those asking the question. The unbelieving Philippian jailer was told to believe. Paul preached the word of the Lord so that he could believe. And believing, he repented and washed their stripes and was baptized. On Pentecost, we have believers instead of unbelievers. Believers were told to repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. Saul was a penitent believer, so Ananias told him to arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Summing it up, the jailer, the Jews to whom Peter preached, and Saul, all did obey the gospel. They believed on the Lord, repented of their sins, and were all baptized into Christ. From this premise, it is clear that salvation from sin is conditional. The stipulated conditions of pardon, faith in Christ, repentance toward God, confession of Christ, baptism for the remission of sins, are revealed as God's plan of salvation. Thus, our deliverance from sin is seen to be according to the favor of our God. Have you obeyed the gospel? God bless you, my friend.